When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time for Brent's Rant.
Today's rant is brought to you by New Works Plumbing of Sacramento. For your plumbing needs and repairs, just go to newworksplumbing.com. And remember, they're available to you 24/7. New Works has a fix for you. Again, go online, newworksplumbing.com, newworksplumbing.com. Be sure and check out my podcast today. Maybe my favorite one yet, New York Yankees broadcaster Susan Waldman. It is a phenomenal conversation. Check it out if you don't like that. I don't understand how there are some coming to the defense of Antonio Brown, who was officially released by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers yesterday. Brown has put out text messages between him and Bruce Arians, talking about how Arians fully knew about his ankle injury. Here's what we do know, and it is not debatable. Regardless of whether he was hurt or not hurt, regardless of whether he could have played or not played, what he did on the sideline in New York was wrong, it was disgraceful, and it was embarrassing. For him to act like a little kid, take his uniform off, throw it into the crowd, do his antics as he went off the field in the middle of the game was as bad as it gets. It's a bad look for the NFL. It was a bad look for Arians and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And this is a guy who's a 10-story building, and on a good day, he makes it to about the seventh floor. There is no defending Antonio Brown. He has been a problem in the NFL for years. He quit on his teammates and Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh. He was a clown show in Oakland with the Raiders. He did the same thing in New England. And we are seeing it again with the formerly Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's no longer on the Bucs. He's no longer in the NFL. And I, for one, am hoping he will never be in the NFL again. He has lost his privilege and his right, in my opinion, to step on the field again. And that's my rant for today.